And I remember doing this when I was growing up. I'd have to take the table scraps from the kitchen out to the hog trough in a
pan or bucket.
Yeah. Did you have a name for that bucket that you used?
Slop bucket.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. That's pretty much universal. Everybody knows what a slop bucket is.
That ain't no nice name for that, is it?
Carry that slop out. Yeah. Now, a male cow is called a what?
Cow or heifer?
A male one.
A male bull or steer.
Okay. What's the difference between a bull and a steer?
About 10 minutes.
So a steer is one that's been castrated?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you remember how they castrated animals in the old days? Did they do it with a...
They did it with their pocket knife.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Allowed to go up the corrals when that was going on.
Yeah. Do you was bull an offensive word in the old days? Was it a word that men could not say around women because it was kind of considered to be a bad word?
I don't think
word?
So. I think they said bull. I don't believe it was offensive, was okay. it, to women?
I just wondered if you ever heard a bull maybe called a gentleman cow or something.
Oh, they
like
might
that.
Say that just to be funny.
Okay, that's great. The female is a cow, and young ones are called what?
Heifer.
Okay, and when they're first born, they
calves. Would... Calves.
Okay. And one
calf.
Was, okay.
That's something else, too. When they had dances in the early days here, there was a lot more men than there were women. So, they would tie a handkerchief around some of the men, and they were take the place of the women. And they were called heifer branding.
Really? And they had to dance with the women?
No, they danced with the other men.
That's what I meant. They were women. They were supposed to be women who would dance with
the women, and they were called. It was called heifer branding.
That is great. Y'all are really very helpful. This is really good. A male sheep is called a
ram or buck.
Okay, and a female?
Ewe.
Okay. Now. Do you know if they would have a name for a castrated sheep?
No, I don't know that.
Okay, just wondered if you'd ever heard the word weather.
Yes. I've heard it, yes.
Okay, pronounce that for me.
Weather.
Okay, and how about a cat, what would a male pig be called?
A boar.
Okay, and what about a castrated one?
Shoat.
Okay, shoat. Have you ever heard of barra?
Yes.
Called him barra? You ever heard him called a barra?
That came mm-hmm. from the market.
Okay.
In quoting prices over the radio earlier years, shoats were always named.
Okay. Okay. But you mostly heard shoat.
Barrows and shoats. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. and a chickens, you raise chickens for what? Because of their
eggs.
Okay. Did you have any other kind of domesticated birds on the farm, on the ranch?
We didn't, but a lot of people did. John's mother had geese and turkeys and guinea hens.
Okay.
We just had chickens, just ordinary chickens. We did have some baddies. In later years, my kids had some baddies.
Okay. The a horse, a male horse that you're using to breed offspring.
Stallion.
Okay. And a...
Gelding.
Oh, great, great. And the plural of horse is what?
The what?
The plural of horse is what? More than one horse would be.
Team.
Okay, a team. But team. I'm just, if you, just give me the singular and plural of horse.
Oh, horses.
Okay. And one would be a?
Horse.
Okay. The female is called a?
Mare.
Okay. Now, what is a bronco?
That's a wild horse that bucks with you.
Okay. One that you haven't broken,
broken
yet.
Broken to ride.
Is it the same thing as a broomtail or a green horse?
I always think of a broomtail as an old horse that's not much good anymore.
Okay. Okay.
So he's nothing but a broomtail anymore, just kind of, he's past his prime.
Okay.